Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
I'm coming.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
It's Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
Love, fantasy, and Buddy.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, dying to rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Good evening, Dons and Divas, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of GQ Palace. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have, who's on the air?
Ray Queen is in the building.
All right. Okay, so of course, like I said, welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Tonight we do have a special guest that's going to be joining us. Her name is Gwynell. She's going to be joining us probably about 8:15, 8:20. We're going to bring her on and we're going to give her a wonderful interview. We're going to play some of her music as well. She is an artist. She does R&B, jazz, house music. She does a little bit of everything, ladies and gentlemen. So we're definitely going to welcome her here to the Diva Squad. And we're excited to have her. So just a quick recap. Let's recap, you know. Miss Mobetta is going to be calling in shortly. But how have you been? You okay? How's everything?
I am all right. I'm tired, but I'm feeling good. Getting more exercise. So my mobility is building up and my stamina is growing. So I feel all right.
Excellent. And I'm doing okay, you know. I was going to go vote yesterday, but the lines was crazy. So I'm definitely going to get back out there this weekend. Everybody, make sure you get out there and you vote. I don't know about Nassau County, but I know Suffolk County. We have several locations that you can go and vote if you're going to be voting early. So you definitely want to get out there and do that. We will give the information out towards the end of the show. Just different places you can go to in Suffolk County. Like I said, Nassau County, I'm not that familiar with it. But I do know Suffolk County, you can get out there and you can vote early. Now, those lines is long, people. So bring your chair and be prepared to sit, because that's one thing that we didn't have was chairs. And I don't even see where the seniors or elderly, I don't even know if there's a separate area that they can go to. I think everybody is just meshed all together.
Mm. Wow.
I'm pretty sure everybody's just messed all together.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Mobetta.
Hi, Divas.
Hey. So, hey, what's going on? So, have they been, in your opinion, from your experience with voting, were they practicing the social distancing? Because this COVID
they
is,
were not 6 feet away.
A mess.
They were not 6 feet away. They had on masks, but they were not 6 feet away. And the lines are ridiculous. I was telling my husband, I've never seen lines like this before. Like, these lines are crazy. I've never seen lines like this before. And they're ridiculous already. So get out there and vote. So, Miss Mobetta, how you doing? How's everything?
I'm tired today. you know, working both jobs and stuff is never ending. But I, you know what? I'm going to take it back. I can't complain. I'm doing all right. You know what I'm saying? There's people that don't have these opportunities that I have, you know. And I hear y'all talking about the voting lines and stuff like that. I just pray that everything goes well and that the votes and everything are counted, you know, justly. And because, you know, in I think it's Wisconsin, they cancel anybody that sent in an absentee ballot. If it comes this after the election, they won't be counting the vote. So even if it's postmarked. They're pulling out all punches when it comes to stuff like this. And I find it a little disgusting, a little disturbing.
Well, Trump said he won. So Trump said he already won already.
Oh yeah, we know.
Word?
Yeah, he already knows.
Trump said he won.
He won already.
He said he already know he won. He was like, "There's no need to count the votes after election day because I already won." Pretty much. So
even with him being behind 17%, he's won. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so well, he feels he won.
He definitely won the crown of the century in my book.
You sure?
So, real quick, ladies, because our special guest, Ornell, will be calling in shortly. So is there anything you guys want to recap on real quick before we bring her on? For those of you who are listening, because the phone lines are lit up already, she's going to be calling in probably about 8:15. Once you do call in on Ms. Ornell, you could just press the one button and then we'll put you on the air. Right now, we're just recapping, you know, on our show, which we do every single, you know, every week we recap. We usually talk about different topics. But as we're interviewing, you know, artists, producers, authors, you name it, what we do at GQ Palace, anyone that's looking to promote what they're doing, we are looking to promote you. And so with us giving the interviews, we're definitely, we want to have like a little bit of topic at the same time, you know, so we keep our flavor going. You know, we've been in, you know, business here, a little over nine years now, I think. So we definitely want to keep that flow, you know, going. So as the listeners are listening, you know, you do have to press that, you have to dial 845-277-9098. Press the one button to be able to go on the air. Tonight we're just recapping, you know, making sure we try to encourage everyone to get out there and vote, even if the lines are long. You know, you still got time. Your vote matters. So, was there anything you guys wanted to recap on real quick? What's going on in the world, politics, whatever, you know, before she calls in real quick? Can you guys hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now. I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me?
I was just saying.
Okay.
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, was there anything you wanted to recap on?
Well, yeah, just, you know, I was just piggybacking off of what you were saying about the importance of voting, you know, and we want people to get rid of that notion that your vote doesn't count, because it does. Your vote counts. So get out there and vote. If you need, you know, there's somebody in your area that's going that way, you want to carpool, whatever, with maintaining your you know, with masks and hand sanitizer and different things like that. You know, just, you know, try to stay clean and safe. But get out there and vote. Your vote does matter. It does.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
can y'all
right,
hear me?
Right. All right. Yeah, we can hear you. We lost you for a minute there.
Okay. All right. I just would like to say happy birthday to all the, I don't know what season are we in.
It's not Capricorn.
Whoever. It ain't Aries either.
This is
happy birthday
season.
Oh, Scorpio?
Scorpio.
Okay, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, happy birthday to all the Scorpios. My, the late great George Hargrove Sr., my grandfather, happy birthday in heaven. And I want to send a lot of hugs and prayers and kisses to the LeMay family. We just lost my uncle due to COVID. So prayers going out to my family at this time. And all of my family that are listening, I love y'all. And I'm sending my prayers.
Yes, prayers and condolences.
We're sending our prayers.
Prayers and condolences. Yes, cause,
so Scorpio is November month, right?
Yes, it's from the end of October to November, Scorpio.
Okay.
Then Sagittarius and then Capricorn.
Thanks for saying it
in that order. Thanks. You know.
In that order. Yes. But real quick, I just want to reiterate the strength of COVID. You know, people, I know none of us like wearing these masks and stuff like that, and we want to socialize and do things. You know what I mean? But we have to be really careful, especially this time of year, because we don't know if it's the flu, allergies, COVID, what is going on, you know what I mean? So just practice good hygiene. Practicing good hygiene and taking some supplements doesn't hurt either, like vitamin C and stuff like that. Drink you some tea with a little ginger and stuff like that. that helps fight stuff like that, even the regular flu, you know.
Right.
Lemons, all of that stuff, those are antiseptics, and they help build up your immune system. You know, echinacea, mm-hmm. which is an immune booster, it's an immune system booster, echinacea. So, you know, take the supplement if you have to. If you're not feeling good, get yourself some vitamin C in your system, you know, and to help build that up, you know.
All right, so real quick, I want to jump on the birthday bandwagon real quick, and then I do want to say to Miss Ornell, if you're listening in, please press the 1 button so therefore we can bring you on the air. But I want to jump on the birthday bandwagon real quick. Well, shout out to Rich Money. Rich Money, shout out to you. But don't even ask me the days, so I can't say the days, but I can tell you. Yeah, so Rich Money, grandmother and grandfather this month.
Okay.
So Quasia, which is our daughter, Naisha, our daughter, Xavier, our son, all birthdays this month. I just want to point that out.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Yes. So rest in peace. I like to say happy heavenly birthday to, you know, his grandparents, because they're, you know, mm-hmm. they're gone. But so happy heavenly birthday to them, and then happy birthday to our children. Yeah, we got a little team. The Brady Bunch. And then I did want to take a few minutes real quick and just let's say A16 or Thomas at the Essence. We gotta maneuver this correctly. So also there was a shooting in Philly. Did you guys read up on it?
No.
The shooting that took place in Philly. Yeah, they've been acting up the whole weekend out there. I think his name is Walter Wallace, 27. He's a black man. He was fatally shot on Monday. Supposedly, he was suffering from some mental issues, and they had called to get assistance to help with the situation that
the
he was
paramedics.
Going in.
They
he was, you know, paramedics. Going through at the time. Yeah, so they called for assistance, and the police came also. And he was supposedly, you know, swinging around a knife. And he was, you know, yeah. Rest in peace.
Another one.
The rest is, you know what, I just said rest in peace because the rest is history. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's so many different ways you could take the story. There's so many different things, you know. But reality is, without even going too far into it, another black man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Another one. It's gone, you know, and young, 27, you know, very young. So in Philly, they've been definitely, you know, destroying some stuff, you know. So we definitely want to, you know, get everybody be safe out there, you know, and as you go around, you know, make sure that you're being safe, you know, and I just want to say, don't destroy where you live, you know, because at the end of the day, you still got to live there. Everybody else is just going to keep going by, but you still got to live in the mess that you're creating, whether you're looting in the stores, grocery stores, pharmacies, you name it. You still have to live there when everything's all said and done. So there has to be peaceful protests that you could do to get your point across without destroying the property, destroying stores that you're going to need, that the elderly is going
to need.
If you destroy the pharmacies,
what are you
going to
do now?
How are you going to shop? Right. So I just want to point that out.
Ladies, I'm here.
You know,
my service is in and out because you know I'm just sick.
Okay.
So, but I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah. So just, you know, and I just want to talk about that real quick, just to, you know, take a few minutes and, you know, just rest in peace to the Wallace family, you know, and. You know, there has to be some type of comforting that we can do for one another without destroying the stores where we live, you know. We live here, you know. And I understand the frustrations because you're, you know, a young man was killed. But you're destroying the stores that you're going to need, you know. You're going to need these stores when everything's all said and done. You're going to need it. Where are you going to get food from?
Exactly.
You know, where are you going to get medication from, you know, for the elderly? Where is that coming from after you destroy it? So we just got to be a little smart with it, guys. And I'm not just talking about Philly. I'm talking about everybody in general, everywhere in general. You want to be smart with it.
Amen.
With whatever you choose to do. You want to be able to get your point across the correct way, you know. So it's about 8:20 right now on Nell. The number to call is 845-277-9098. Press that one button so you can go on the line and get your interview going. So we were just explaining, if you guys want to take a minute and just, we'll just leave it with the rest in peace for Mr. Wallace family, or you want to say a couple words before we bring her on?
I'm waiting on this big interview.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
All right. So, of course, without further ado, we are going to bring Miss Ornell on. Ornell, welcome to the Diva Squad.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. How's everybody doing?
Yes. Welcome.
Yes. All right. Okay.
All right. So we're doing good. How you doing?
Okay. I'm doing great. I'm blessed, safe, and sound, and listening to you, and hopefully some of my friends and fans are listening as well. And quick fast. I would just like to say hello and a shout to Ms. Sheila Cumberbatch.
Hey, Sheila.
And,
hey.
I'd like to give a shout to a new business, Wingmasters, located in Brooklyn. They just opened up. And I would also like to give a shout to Goo Merch, which is my nephew's new line of clothing. And,
oh, wow.
That's cool. You know, and thank you so much again for having me.
Right. Oh, you're welcome. So, here on the Diva Squad, just to let everyone know, there are three of us here. Myself, Storm.
Okay.
We have
Ray Queen is in
Mobetta.
The building.
Ray Queen. Yeah. So, it's three of us, ladies. We with the host on the Diva Squad.
Okay. Hi, Diva.
So, you're going to hear three people talking, you know, not at the same time now, you know, we do got some type of order up in here, you know, not at the same time, you know, but everyone's going to have questions, we're going to play some of your music. So to start off, we do want to just make sure everyone knows the phone lines are always open. The number to call is 845-277-9098. You have to press that one button to be able to go on the air and give you a shout out, or just to give you feedback on what we're going to be discussing real quick. So with that being said, Miss, am I pronouncing your name right? Ornell?
Ornell.
All right. Okay. I've been doing it good. Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, first of all, I've been performing I've been in the industry for some time. I was first signed with Big Beat, which was a couple of moons ago. I'm going to go way back, say like in the maybe 90-ish.
And I was signed
as an underground house label. Me and a producer by the name of Bruce Wright, we were signed to a label. And from there, you know, the song, it didn't come out. We had a bad deal. Okay. It was kind of like a bad deal, you know. And from that, I went into commercial. I did a commercial jingle for KFC, which was pretty lucrative. It played on WBLS. And I was always into the music life. That was just... Mm-hmm. That was it for me. You know, I was always doing backgrounds for rappers, for local rappers. I also did backgrounds for the Crown Heights Affair, the lead vocalist. His name is Skip Boardley. And I did a couple of other projects. I did a couple of more projects going forward, which was me and my nephew. my nephew one day, and he said, you know, Aunt Lori, you know, I want to do an Ornell project. And I said, really? So he said, I want you to come over. I got these got these beats laid for you, and you tell me what you like. So I went to my nephew's house, and I went to his basement, and I heard his beat, and I said, that's the one. And it's a new way of doing things. It's not working physically at times with the producer. You know, it's now you can pick your beat online. So I wasn't familiar with that, and I wasn't comfortable with that, but I love this beat.
Okay.
So... He said, I knew you would like it. I knew you would like it. You know, and I said, okay. He really knew my feel of music, my style, what I liked, because he was going to the studio with me ever since he was 2 years old. And he's now, I don't want to say his age, but he's in his, he's more than 20 years old. He's more than 20.
Okay.
So he knew what Auntie's feel was, Auntie's groove was, and so I took the beat, and every day I would write to it. I was going through something emotionally, a true story. I was going through something emotionally through a breakup that I knew had to break up, you know. And the song was called, what came out of it was this true song called He Don't Know, you know. And honestly, I'm taking it to the street. He don't know means, you know, wow, you just doing everything, Mr. Wrong, but you just don't know that that I love him. So, you know what I'm saying? But in any event, I love the song. I love the song. It's my truth. It was my truth.
Right.
You know, about someone that I definitely had feelings for. And, you know, if he could have got it right, hey, he would have been on my team right now.
You never know.
He would have been on my team right now. But, you know, I made a song about it, you know, and definitely a release. It was my release as well.
Okay.
It was
now
my
does
release
he know?
To write. It's almost like, I'm sorry?
Does
I didn't
he
hear
know
you.
That the song's about him?
Maybe. Maybe not. You know, I never said a name or anything. I just left it like that. You know, a lot of it was between me and God. You know,
exactly.
I will honestly say that. You know, yeah. But in any event, that was my truth about He Don't Know.
Okay.
That song. Not only that song, but also after that. It doesn't end there, okay? I'm sorry. It does not end there, okay? For that song, yes, it ends there. But also, I had another friend who's in the music life. His name is Daryl Gibbs. He was also with Crown Heights Affair. He was also with a band called The Strikers. And me and him, we became very good friends. And he had a song that he wanted to redo, which the Strikers had done. It was called Body Music. And he wanted to redo this song, and we were just talking on the phone. And when he played the song that he wanted me to do, you know, he wanted me to cover the song. He wanted me to do my rendition of the song. It was talk at first. So he created it for me to connect with a producer, which was Julio Herrera, in order to do my rendition of Body Music. It came out very well.
Okay.
It didn't only go to Julio, it went to Eli Tubo. From there, it was like a seed to the plant to the flower. And it's out now. It's house music. It's a nice groove. I call it workout. I call it workout music. Some people call it dance music. Right now, nobody's really dancing in the clubs. I still call it workout music, but it's dance music. It's dance music.
Right.
So maybe you could do a Zoom dance, a Zoom party, or, you know, something like that. But it was great, great artists and great musicians and great producers that worked on that project. I thank them. I thank them very much. And going forward, I have another project that I'm working on right now with my producer, Bruce Wright, who I worked with 30 years ago, who I signed with, with Big D. And we are working on a project that's not as yet finished. You know, we finished it in the studio, but, you know, everything just needs to be mastered. And it should be out soon. It should be out soon. And also, you know, I just get into other projects, and I love that about this life of music. I'm working on a jingle for a business in Brooklyn called Wingmasters. I'm working out a commercial jingle. So hopefully that will be done soon as well.
Okay, okay. You are
so
busy.
So I just got a couple of projects that are... Yeah, some of the projects, they're just not finished. You know, certain things are going on. Life happens, and then you have to shut it down for a little bit and then come back to it. So that's the life of music and just life, period.
All right, okay.
You
so what we're going to do real quick is we're going to go to He Don't Know. We're going to go to that first. And then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit. The phone lines are open. We do got a couple of messages, so I'm definitely going to read those questions out as well. The number to call is 845-277-9098. But you already explained He Don't Know already. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the single He Don't Know. So we'll be right back.
All right. All right.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Come on. the music just turns me on.
All right, all right.
I want to sing He Don't Know, but I can't sing.
Wow. Yes,
that was definitely
right.
Nice. That was nice.
Yeah,
he could have been the one. You're welcome.
Definitely done kind of like in a young perspective. My nephew at that time, I think he's what, maybe 27, 28. So as I'm in his basement, it had a bounce to it, just the instrumental version. So what he was saying was, come on, Auntie, you could bounce to it. So that's what I was saying. How I wrote it, you know, young. It was for the young, but it was a true story.
Excellent.
Yes.
I love it.
Sure.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. I definitely love it.
Definitely.
But
nice
one
melody.
Of my questions, of course, that's something that you could play right now. Like, everybody can, you know, relate to it, you know, at some point in time, you know, in their life. It could be something right now, or it could be something back then, you know, but just for their knowing, like, you don't know. You know, you could have been that one if you played your cards right.
You could have been that one. Look, the straight thing is, why are you acting up? You just don't know. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that talk. You have to have that talk. You got to let it go.
What we're going to do real quick, we're going to bring on a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here. Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hello?
Welcome.
Hello? Hello?
Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, I have a question for this party. Hello?
Can you listen to that?
Yes, you said your name is on. You said your name is Ornell. How did you come up with that name?
How did I come up with Ornell? I came up with Ornell. Well, I'd say about 11 to 12 years ago, my nephew, who helped me with this song, who gave me the beat to this particular song, he said, "Auntie, so what are you going to name yourself? You know, what do you like besides music?" That's what he said to me. And I said, I got it. I said, Auntie L. I said, let me take the T out of that, you know. I love being an auntie as much as I love my music. You know, that's what that was. So it was created. My name is Lori West. So I just took the L. And that's how that name was created.
Okay. I have one more question for you. I have one more question for you. Now, I heard your song, He Don't Know, fire. It's a hot song. But what's going to make you different than any other artist that's out there now?
What's going to make me different? Well, I am an indie artist. I plan to stay an indie artist. I plan to be a songwriter. And one thing that makes me different is that some things I just like to, when I write or whatever song that I'm doing, I like to just bring it of my truth. And maybe I can touch, you know, maybe my truth can touch others in a certain way or in a certain manner. So that's what I would think would make me somewhat different. And not only that, when I perform, or if you ever see me perform, I want to touch you. I want you to feel me. And I want you just basically to understand who and what Ornell is from and about.
I like that.
Well, you definitely have a fan. I want you to know that you definitely have a fan. You guys, the song sound is definitely hot. It's definitely going to go places. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
So just real quick, so you're a songwriter as well. Have you written for other people, or how was that?
Well, I've been in and out of the music life for some years. I wrote a song at one point for, I used to work with a producer at the time. His name is Bill Lowndes, and he was the one who connected me to the KFC commercial. And I always was in tune with house music, always. And there was an artist called Terry Billy at the time, and I had wrote a song called Free Heart, Free Mind. I don't know if it went anywhere, but that was one of the songs that I wrote for Miss Terry Billy. And like I said, I write jingles as well. I wrote a jingle for a business in Georgia called Everything Burger, but they're no longer in existence. And right now I'm just writing another jingle for Wingmasters. They just opened up in Brooklyn. In regards to artists, I'm basically that background vocalist for rappers. Any rapper can have me come in, and I'll do some, you know, the backgrounds for them, basically. So I'm just creative with that. I love doing that. You know, I love helping the youth and connecting and just being diverse with music. You know, it's just not only R&B. It's just not only house music. It's Caribbean flavor. It's Afrobeat. You know, there's a little bit of Spanish. You know, I just like to be diverse. So I like to play, and I like to try my songwriting creativity in that aspect as well.
All right. Divas, any questions?
Yes. Hi, I'm Miss Mo Better, one of the hosts on the GQ Palace Diva Squad. And,
how you doing?
I'm doing well. Your music sounds awesome.
Thank you so much.
And it's to be appreciated, you know, because a lot of the music today, you know, we don't really have a lot of variety when it comes to like R&B and, you know, different things like that. So, but my question to you, though, with you being a jingle writer and a songwriter as well, what's the difference in the two? What's the difference when it comes to writing the two?
What's the difference between being a jingle writer and just writing
a jingle or writing a song? Is there any difference in the two, or is this just the same process?
Well, a jingle is not as long as a song. A jingle can just come from anywhere. A jingle, it has to be fun. It has to be catchy. As like a song, it has to be catchy. I think a song is more in a format of a story. Like it goes, sometimes it could be verse, chorus, and then the bridge, and then it's broken down in that aspect. A jingle sometimes can just be something fun, maybe just maybe a couple of bars, you know, with some rap in it and some fun. So,
okay.
I don't know if that answered your question or did that confuse you in any way.
That pretty much explains it. But another question that I have for you too: what's your greatest inspiration when you're writing? You know, what's your biggest motivation or inspiration when it comes to writing?
My motivation. Sometimes it's just going through a certain experience in life, in my life, sometimes. You know, like, you know, Daryl, if you're listening, you're going to hear this right now, and whoever else is listening, you're going to hear this. When Daryl brought body music to me, believe it or not, it wasn't my song. It was Daryl Gibbs' song with Charles Moraes, rest in peace. Body music resonated with me because in my young life, my very young life, I used to, yes, I'm going to say that, in my young life, I was a bodybuilder. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So body music is about, and I try to explain it as clear as day, but it's a dance song. it's a dance song. So I'm going to, I tried to explain it. When you're up there and you're posing, that song was so great for those moments and for that time. And it just brought back good times. So it was fun for me. You know what I'm saying? So, what I'm noticing is that when I'm going through it, it just comes out so much better.
I have to learn how to just be different than that.
Okay, you know, I'm just saying, what's my motivation? Sometimes with some of these songs, you have to bring the emotion. You have to find it. It's almost like an actor or an actress. You know, you have to find when to cry. You have to find, you know what I'm saying? You have to find that, the high or the low.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to find it. And the right sound, the right feeling, just at that time, you know. You may not hit it the first time, but you keep trying for the right time, and you have the producers and things of that nature that'll tell you what sounds flat, what sounds this way or that way, you know. And that's what I can say about that.
Nice.
Maybe
that's
I
awesome.
Said too much. I don't know.
No. It takes a special person to actually manifest what they have going on in their heads. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I say about most writers. You know, it takes a special person because everybody has things going on in their head, but not everybody can transform it to paper and then to put it out in song. You know what I mean? So it takes a really strong person to do that. You know what I mean? And I your whole interview just said that you are a strong woman. You're
strong. I want to explain it where somebody can understand where I'm at in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Can I say that?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite? Do you have any of your favorites out of all your materials? Is there any one particular that's your favorite?
Ooh. I like them all. I just come from different, you know, different emotions of me. He Don't Know was, you know, that was my beginning of just getting back into the studio life again. You know, thanks to my nephew, Raquan West. Okay, thanks to my nephew, he pulled me and said, I want to do an Onel project. You know, he was ready to do a project with Auntie. He's been in the studio with me from 2 years old, you know. And thanks to him, I got through something. You know, it was honest, and I had to get through something. And I love that project, the HDK project. I enjoy body music as well. And I have another one also coming up soon, which I wrote, me and Bruce Wright. We wrote this song, the third song. It's called, I call it The Crush. You know, and I can honestly say that I enjoy all my projects that I worked on and the people that I worked on, worked with me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate and respect all parties that were involved.
Right. So, excellent. What we're going to do real quick is we're going to play a little bit of the body music. We're going to play a little bit of that. We're going to let you introduce it.
Okay, let me say something in regards to body music. In body music, it says the Bushwick Alliance, but it's three parties that are there, which is Darryl Gibbs, it's myself with my lead vocalist, and also it's Julio Herrera. I just wanted to bring that to the attention of that this next and upcoming song, okay?
Yes. All right, so we're going to let you introduce it, and then we're going to play it.
You want me to introduce it, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, on the GQ Palace with the Diva Squad, we are about to, are you about it? Because we're getting ready to get into body music.
Oh. All
right. Yes, I love it.
Body.
getting down.
Stop music.
Yes. Getting down. So just real quick.
Did you ladies get your workout on? You got your diva workout on?
Oh yes,
Stop
I did.
Music.
You should see me in this house. Let me tell you.
Yes,
ready to put the bad
in the playlist when you're working out or something, you know.
That's definitely
yes,
a workout
yes.
song. Definitely,
and,
definitely
and I know
a workout.
Somebody.
Or roller skating. That's a roller skating song
yep.
too.
Oh yeah. Put okay,
on,
that's different.
Put on some roller skates.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know one person that was in the house shaking, Sheila. I know Sheila is in the house dancing up a storm. Sheila loves her some house music. She is tearing up that living room floor right about now.
Okay. Get it, Sheila. Get it, girl.
If you don't mind, I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Gladys. She's also listening in.
Okay, go ahead.
So I just wanted to say hey, Miss Gladys. Hey, Miss Sheila.
Hey,
how y'all doing? Love
hey,
you guys.
Thank y'all for listening. Yeah. Thank y'all for listening.
Good job. So, listening every week.
We thank anyone else. Thank anyone else who's listening on the, you know, on the Diva Squad radio.
That's right. That's right. So real quick, what's next for you? What would you say is next? What's next for one now?
What's next for me is to right now. Honestly, what's next for me is the next song, which is just instrumental. I just gave you that should be coming out soon, and also I have something coming up November 28th. Somebody just connected me today, and which is an event they want me to. I don't know if they want me to host it or if they just want me to help them out. And also, I'm helping out in Brooklyn with. I could say he's like a brother to me. He just opened up a spot in Wingmasters, so he just wants me to help him out in regards to entertainment or certain events. So that's what I'm just going to get into for
Perfect.
A little bit. Being the tool which slowed down a lot of things, and he's a new business
yeah.
owner. And, you know, he's a new business owner. You couldn't go backwards and say, oh, no, I don't want the deal. You got to keep still going forward and finding
right.
ways to make it work, you know.
That's
so,
right. Amen.
Me as that sister, I'm going to help that brother and we'll see what happens.
That's right.
You know,
excellent.
And that's, kind of, that's the next thing that I'm looking forward to. And also, I got another song coming out. I'm not going to say coming out. I'll just say I have another project also to work on musically with Mr. Julio Herrera. Yes.
Okay.
I do have another project. So that's what's going on in this 2020, going into 2021. So you'll be hearing more from me, and I'll be
yes.
Checking in on you as well.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent.
All right. On now.
So I do want to, I want to play the instrumental that you sent in, if you want to just explain that to everyone, just so they know exactly like what they're about to listen to and who did it and so on.
Okay, well, this is the music, Bruce Wright. Is the producer, and he's also co-writer for the song. It's called The Crush. The lyrics are already there. It's just that they're not, you know, they're not laid together yet. It's not fully mastered as yet. So I just sent you an exclusive of the instrumentals. Okay?
All right.
And I
all
hope
right.
all enjoy.
So we're about to...
And thank you again for having me on your show. I appreciate the love, and it's local and it's in my town, of Suffolk County.
That's
I love
right.
that.
That's right.
You don't
right.
know how long.
But...
So long as he don't know, but I'm going to say you don't know how long I've been trying to get out here and just, you know, shed a little love and light. And we both shared each other's love and light and in my town.
Yeah.
put yourself
That's right.
Out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know?
But don't go anywhere just yet, because after we play the after we do play the instrumental, we're gonna bring you back on the air real quick, and then we do want you to, you know, just give them any information as far as where they can go out and purchase your, you know, your music, or where they can, how they can contact you to have you perform as
okay.
well. So we're going to go to the instrumental. Now, is there a title for the instrumental?
The title is called The Crush.
The Crush. Okay. So we're about to listen
yeah,
to The Crush.
Crush.
You want to... this is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something a little funky.
Say it one more time. This is a GQ Palace exclusive. So when do you think everything is going to be finished coming together? for the song? It probably like after COVID, you think, or?
Oh, this song right here, The Crush?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, someone was ill in the family of one of the musicians, so just on hold for that right now.
Due to those reasons.
Okay. So we're just waiting for him just to come on back. But, you know, he just had to have some time.
Gotcha.
Some bereavement time.
Well, I like that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's going to be another party joint.
That's right.
Yeah, that's going to be another party joint. Me and Bruce, we 30 years ago, we were together, and we were signed to Big Beat. And here we go. We're doing it again.
Okay.
You know, just for the love. It's a beautiful thing, you know, when you can come back. You just have these long-term relationships, and we both, you know, still feel the same way about this thing called music.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You don't want the passion to go anywhere.
No.
That's right. Now you've so just real quick. Now you've performed also, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't even tell you about my band life. I could probably write a book about
that.
No,
you didn't. That's why I just want to touch on it just for a minute.
I was in the band life for like 10 years. I mean, 10 years.
Wow.
I was with the community. Okay, I'm going to tell you like this. I was laid off from DHL. I can't even remember the date. I was laid off from this company. And, you know, you sit home and you collect this unemployment, you collect these things. And I said, let me just get my hand into something again, which was the music. And some of my coworkers, my ex-coworkers, connected me with this band that was in Nassau County. At the time, I lived in Nassau County in Elmont. And the gentleman's name was Eric Durham. And Eric Durham was the original member for Cameo. So I was like, oh, wow, I'm with the Cameo. And, you know, I'm a Cameo guy from Cameo. And we met, and I was with his band, Eric's Top Groove, for maybe about 6 or 7 years. And what an experience to be the lead singer for those musicians, for those pros. You know, I learned a lot. I was the baby of the bunch, always with them, and I was spoiled. And I can honestly say I was spoiled, and I did a lot of private gigs, and that was a beautiful run. It was a beautiful run. I was in band life, like I said, for 10 years. I worked with other bands as well.
Right.
Spinoff from Eric's Top Groove was a band called Source. We did a lot of private gigs as well, and we were opening acts for the Four Tops, the Manhattans. We would do gigs at Thomasina, and it was a beautiful run for someone who was unemployed.
Gosh,
I didn't sit home and think about, oh, it's my next job. I mean, it was fun. And it kept me on my toes. It just brought me to another part of music that I had no idea about, you know, the language. I had to learn somewhat of the language, you know, that they were using in band life. So it was a memory I'll never forget, you know.
Excellent. Nice. Now, would you do it again?
It's a lot. It's a lot now for me. You know, I mean, it was 10 years, and you know, it was good. It was a lot of good times, but then you had some of those other times. 10 years was a long run, and I think I ran its course, honestly, with that. I enjoyed being in the studio. And I will say, I was always the one that lived the furthest. Everybody lived Queens, Bronx, Nassau, where else? Queens, Bronx, Nassau. And I was always the lady who had to come to Suffolk County. So when you finish the gig, you got to come home And sometimes,
yeah, you
know,
drive far.
I didn't have a car, and sometimes they had to go home, and I had to take the Long Island Railroad, and that is not cute.
Oh, Lord.
You know, them days is over. Them days is over, just being that hungry and that drive.
Exactly.
I still have the drive for music, but just to take that railroad and to do it, you know, it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I was a younger kind
Excellent.
Of girl. I was somewhat of a different kind of young lady then. You know, right now, I'm just a little more workaholic, I could say. A 9-to-5 girl with plus with something else going on, you know.
That's what's up. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. So, with that being said, we just want you to take a few minutes and just let them know how they can contact you, where they can buy your music. This way they'll have all your info, what sites you're on, on social media.
Right. Well, in regards to HDK and in regards to Body Mute, hold on, let me just separate it because it is separate. In regards to HDK by Ornell, and I will say Ornell / Amashan is the gentleman who produced the music for that song. You can go to, the song is called, it's titled HDK. You can buy it or purchase it at Spotify, Apple. It's on all of the platforms. Also with Body Music, which is under the Bushwick Alliance, you can do the same as well. You can purchase at Spotify and Apple as well. Okay, you can reach Ornell if you want me to be a hostess for your shows. If you
That's
want
right.
me to come in and you know, do a song or two, you can contact me # Ornell. You could send me a message in Messenger. Ornell is AUNEL, or through my email, which is ornellify.now.com, which is, it's a long one, AUN like Nancy, ELIFY now@gmail.com. And also, ladies and gents, if you need some happy birthday grams, if you need me to sing to somebody who's a little down at these times, give me a shout. All right? Just give me a shout.
Awesome.
Let me lift somebody.
Right?
No limit. No limit. We got a no limit.
That's
right.
That's
what's
up.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so with that, we do thank you for joining us this evening. It was a wonderful interview. You blessed us with your music, your interview. And we look forward to, of course, hearing more from you in the future. And you definitely have new fans from GQ Palace.
Yes. And tell a friend about GQ Palace. Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk soon. We'll definitely
yes,
talk
yes,
about
okay? Gotcha.
Tell
thank you so much.
Right?
Yes.
Be safe
on
now, still around in Suffolk County, this COVID-19. Hopefully, let's pray it will be over soon.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dons and Divas, that was Miss Ornell. She definitely blessed us this evening with a wonderful interview with her music as well. Divas, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Yes. All right. So, of course, you know, we're at the round table. We've been at the round table all evening, you know. So,
yeah.
Usually we say, you know, we're going to go around the table, give you a final thought. But tonight we definitely had a special guest on. But with that, ladies, is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
I'm
passing on the mic.
No, it was definitely a pleasure having Ms. Ornell on the show. We appreciate you over here at GQ Clouds Radio. Again, tell a friend about the show. We're on every Wednesday. We have all different types of shows also. So, you know, just joining with us every week. same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays. The number is 845-277-9098. Again, keep striving with, you know, moving forward with your music, and God bless. God bless everybody on here, matter of fact, that's listening into the show.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate y'all.
Yes. So this is Storm, and definitely ditto everything Miss Nobetta said. But for those who are new listeners, I just want to just touch a little something real quick. So
yeah,
GQ Palace Love and Entertainment, which is our Friday show. That's usually where we do the interviews and everything on that show. But we're doing something a little different since the Love and Entertainment show we haven't been doing due to some, you know, family issues. But at this point in time, we will be doing the interviews here on our Wednesday show for a little bit, mixing it, you know, with the Diva Squad stuff that we're doing, you know, while we're, you know, preparing Love and Entertainment for the comeback.
Yes.
We definitely want to keep everything flowing. So with that, it was definitely a great show. Get out there and vote, ladies and gentlemen. Please get out there and vote.
Vote. Yes, indeed. Your vote matters. Your vote matters. Your vote matters.
Yes.
Your vote matters.
Yes. So, of course, have a blessed and safe week, ladies and gentlemen. It's Halloween weekend. Be safe out there. If you're taking the little ones out there, make sure that you be safe. Make sure you do everything that you need to do to keep your kids safe out there. You know,
I forgot about Halloween.
Have a blessed and safe week. Yeah, this weekend. Blessed and safe week. And we look forward to talking to you guys next week. Wednesday, same time, same place. God bless you all.
Yeah.